Very good. Thank you for that. We'll move on to staff introductions. Director Kirschman, I believe you have a few to start us off.
Good afternoon, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Have three staff I'd like to introduce today, Commissioners. One of them is in person. The other two will be joining remotely, hopefully, unless their schedule has changed here recently. But first person I'd like to introduce, again, is in person, Kelsey Craig. I think Kelsey's in the back there. Told her I'd put her on the spot today. Kelsey is our senior secretary out at our licensing office in Fort Pierre and just recently joined the team. She's originally from Flagler, Colorado. She graduated from Western State Colorado University with a bachelor's degree in history and a minor in art. She worked actually for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. She did some zebra mussel boat inspections, so like the AIS inspections that we do here in South Dakota. And she also spent three seasons as a seasonal park ranger. So she has some very hands-on and a wealth of knowledge in the natural resource world out there. She has spent some considerable time working in some hunting lodges, and in her free time, she enjoys anything that involves the outdoors. So being one of our frontline people out at the licensing office, where you deal with people talking about hunting, fishing licenses, many things like that, with her diverse background, we see her as a great fit in our agency, and we welcome Kelsey to the team GF&P. Next person I'd like to introduce is Cody Elbert, and Cody is a conservation officer down in Vermilion. Not sure if Cody's on or not. Cody's originally from West Bend, Iowa, and has a bachelor's degree from South Dakota State University, where he majored in natural resource law enforcement and a minor in criminal justice. He's an avid sportsman and loves spending time in the outdoors. He completed his law enforcement training right before Thanksgiving hit, so right at the end of November, and then received his final destination point, being stationed down in Vermilion. So Cody will be part of our South District of Region 3 and is extremely excited to be part of Team GF&P, and we are certainly pleased to have him down there as well to fill one of those vacant conservation officer spots in an area where we do have a lot of people, a lot of activity, especially on the river there as well. So welcome Cody to Team GF&P as one of our newest conservation officers in South Dakota. And the last person I'd like to introduce is Caden Crutzfeld. Caden is a habitat conservation technician out of the Aberdeen office. Caden grew up in a farm, family farm just outside of Woolsey there in Beadle County, graduated from SDSU this past December with a degree in wildlife fisheries and a minor in rangeland ecology. He spent the last two summers working for us down in our Mitchell Habitat office, so he has some extensive habitat experience along with growing up on a farm. And Caden is an avid sportsman, especially enjoys deer hunting. So we're pleased to introduce Caden and to be part of our habitat team up in the northeast part of the state, where we have a lot of game production areas where we do manage. So Caden, welcome to Team GF&P as well. And looking forward to having you on doing some great habitat work this spring already. So, Madam Chair, those are the three individuals I'd like to introduce from the Division of Wildlife.
Very good. Thank you for that. We'll bring up Director Van Meteren.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. We have one individual, new employee this month that I'd like to introduce. He will not be joining us. He is busy working today. I was told by a supervisor in the back room here. Chad Austin started with the Oahe Downstream Recreation Area on November 23rd as our new park maintenance technician. Chad brings a wealth of knowledge to the position as a former employee for the City of Pierre Parks and Rec Department, Buildings and Grounds, with Bureau of Administration Morris Incorporated in town here. He and his wife also operate a cleaning business on the site. Chad hit the ground running, and with his extensive irrigation and plumbing experience, he was able to lead the parks, the local park district's efforts in winterizing the facilities already this fall, which is a big task. So we're happy to have staff on board. I know the local guys are really happy to have another team member, and we're thrilled to kind of fill our team. So that's all I have.
Very good. Thank you for that. And Deputy Secretary Simpson, I believe you have one as well.
I do mine's so good I had to bring my computer. Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I think I need to start with just a little bit of a background on this one. Over the last year and a half to 2 years, you have noticed that our Director of Administration, Chris Peterson, has been absent from most of our meetings. Certainly not his preference, not our preference, but there have been some outside forces at work here that have required Chris to focus his efforts and his energies in some different directions. Most importantly, Chris has been vitally important to the process of the new accounting system for the state, the BISON system. As much as that aggravates my secretary to have to hear that, the BISON system. Yeah. Chris has played an instrumental role in that. And he has dedicated more time than I think any of us could have possibly imagined to making sure that that comes off without a hitch. That's been one thing. There has been some others, some internal controls requirements, some contracting requirements, some back and forth with auditor's office and bill paying and some other things that Chris has just been pulled away from us. And we made a decision as an executive team that we needed to get Chris some help. And in order, you know, we looked at lots of different ways to do that, but we were able to restructure some positions within the organization and identify a need for a deputy finance director. And I'm here today to introduce that new deputy finance director, Callan Fox. Callan, to stand up. Thank you. Callan hit the ground running on December 9th. She comes to us as an SDSU graduate. She has an ag business degree, bachelor of science degree, with minors in economics, agricultural marketing, and animal science. She spent a couple of years with AgTegra doing some of their grain marketing for them, and most recently has been working with BFM, and we were able to entice her away from BFM to come over and help us out in this deputy finance director. As I said, she hit the ground running. She has been instrumental in getting our presentation put together for joint appropriations. She has dug in and has started to give us some of that financial information that our team needs to start managing our budgets a little more efficiently. Some of the things that Chris had to let go in order to take care of these other things. Callan's jumped right in and she's getting us on track. And the first month has been exciting and we can't wait to see what maybe the next year or two bring to us. A little bit of background on Callan and just to prove that our department is not discriminatory. She is from Iowa. We'll take care of that in due time. But the big thing that Callan has going on in her life right now is she's actually going to get married on Saturday. Her and her future husband live here in Pierre and operate a business. And, yeah, we just couldn't be more excited to have Callan. We're going to let her go on a little vacation here for a week to 10 days and then, put her right back to work in the legislature. So appreciate some time to introduce Callan, a very key position to what we've got going on in the finance side of the department, as well as internal controls and some other things. So thank you.
Very good. And Deputy Secretary Simpson, thank you for the background on that. Callan, welcome to Team GFMP and congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
Thank you.
That is exciting. And to the rest of the new team members, Kelsey, Cody, Caden, and Chad, welcome aboard and best of luck to you on this new chapter for all of you. We are